With me to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. As I was reading and studying this week, it's kind of interesting how the Lord takes the natural and by His Spirit, He turns it to the supernatural. Amen? God didn't call us to be cannibals. We're talking about eating the flesh and blood of Jesus. We take the Holy Communion, the bread representing His body, the juice representing His blood. And what the Lord is saying is, as we take and eat of it, it's believing. Amen? Believe. You know, we believe in His Word, that His Word abides in us, and we abide in His Word. Amen? I love it. The Ripley says, believe it or not. Amen? And all things are possible to them that believe. Amen? So this morning in John chapter 6, verse number 53, who keeps dinging? Verse number 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink the blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. And this is the verse I want to focus on today, is verse number 58. And this is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Today I want to speak to you this morning about the bread of life. We're going to look at the manna, the man, and the manifestation. The manna, the man, and the manifestation. Can we lift our word together? Can you repeat after me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be the same, will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And may faith increase in the atmosphere, Father God, because faith comes by hearing. And hearing by your word of by the word of God. So, Lord, have your way in our hearts and lives today, and we'll never cease to give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, first thing I was looking at the manna, you know. And anybody knows me, I always take words and letters, and I saw the man in the manna, and when I took the N-A off of manna, the N-A represented to me the natural application, okay? In other words, the manna from heaven was a preview of what was to come. Amen? I don't know. There's a movie out. I see everybody on Facebook going to see The Lion King. I don't know much about The Lion King, but a lot of people are going to see The Lion King. But most people are drawn by the preview. And once they've previewed what the Lion King's like, for example, they want to make it out to the premiere, okay? But we're going to talk about the preview, the manna that God gave us, a foreshadow of the things that were to come. With this in mind, look with me in Exodus chapter 16, verse number 4. We're looking at the preview, the manna, the natural. In verse number 4, the word of God says, "Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they walk in my law or no or not." Amen. My God shall supply for all of my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. God's grace is sufficient for day. God says he gives a daily provision, okay? And this natural manna, if they tried to keep the manna overnight, it would turn to worms and it would stink. Amen? And that's what happens to some of the words that we're trying to carry that were old words, and we're trying to bring them into the new day. All of a sudden, they're wormy and they stink because God wants to give fresh manna. God hands out fresh manna every day. Amen? So God has something new to say to you and I every day of our lives. Amen? I love it what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse number 3. The word of God says this, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord do man live." Amen? So all of a sudden, now you're looking at that Moses is talking about the living bread that's coming from heaven. Amen? He is prophesying of something that's coming in the future. Amen? Did the children of Israel truly understand what was taking place right then? No. They didn't have the Spirit, did not have the revelation. But God says this, even from the beginning, he was making a way in the natural for the supernatural. Amen? I don't know about you, but I love the supernatural. I love to see God manifest himself and do great and mighty things. I love to see God answer prayers, amen, and do show himself big, even when in the natural it doesn't look like it, but in the supernatural we see it coming and we believe God at his word. And matter of fact, in John chapter 6, verse number 32, now here we're going to talk about what Jesus said. Okay, in verse 32, Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." In other words, just doesn't recognize it doesn't come from Moses, it comes from the Father. "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Then said they unto him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." So first we have the preview, the manna, the natural application. But Jesus takes it to another height there. In John chapter 6, 51, we find the man. The man Jesus. The connector. Amen. The premier, okay? That he is the bread being promoted that was premiered and presented himself. Jesus said in verse number 51 of John chapter 6. He said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Amen? Amen? You know, what is this? His faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God is reminding us of his word. The manna was the preview, the natural application. And we have this spiritual, which is the connection, which is Christ Jesus. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Hey, I have all kinds of favorites. This is one of my favorites. Jesus said in John 14:6, he says this, I am the way. He is the way to heaven. The truth. He is the truth from heaven. And the life. And the life from heaven. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. And in other words, he is our connector. Amen. I can do all things through who? Through Christ, which gives me strength, right? So with that in mind, look with me in 1 John chapter 1. I love it where the beloved says in John 1, he says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, without him was not anything made that was made. And it was life, the life was the light of man. The light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And verse 14, he says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. And in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 1, the Word of God says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also might have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full. Amen. Amen. So what is he saying to us today? He says the manna from heaven was the natural application. That was the preview of what was to come. The man is the connector, the spiritual. Amen. Is Jesus Christ. Amen. Which is the premier. Amen. That brings us to our third point, is the manifestation. The manifestation. And what we're talking about, the manifestation of life, I love what Jesus said in John chapter 11, chapter 25. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Amen? And so when we had the preview, we have the premiere. Now this is to promotion. This is going from death into life in the abundance thereof. Amen? I love that the Lord not only saves you and I, but he also gives us Zoe life, the abundance of life. Amen. I don't know about you, but if I'm trusting in myself, I get all messed up. Amen. You know, sometimes when I'm trying to do things in my own strength, he says, and let us not grow weary in well doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not or we don't give up. Jesus wants you and I to know, even from the beginning of time, God had you on his mind. And God knew you would be sitting here today. And God is speaking this word to you today to refresh your spirit. You know, it's sort of like this. Sometimes our spirit gets stale. And when our spirit man gets stale, all of a sudden we get funky. Sort of like that old dead man, that manna that had worms and stank. Amen? And God wants to pour out his freshness upon you and I. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Amen? 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 and we have to continually be in a mindset that, hey, I haven't got to where I need to be yet, but I'm on a journey, and God has a plan for me today. And didn't God know before this day was ever formed? He knew every last one who would be here today. He knows exactly what you're facing. He knows exactly what you're going through. And he wants you to understand and realize that you're not alone. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm as close as the call of my name. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it will be done for you of my Father which is in heaven. Just as he gave you this preview, there's a promotion. Let's look at John chapter 3. Verse number 31. So we have first, we have the preview, we have the premiere, and we call this the providence, the blessing, the what we get in return. Amen? Amen. The Word of God says in verse 31, he says, he that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he have seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that have received his testimony have said to his seal that God is true. For he whom God have sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. For the Father loveth the Son, and have given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son have everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen. So with this in mind, the Lord took me to Titus chapter 3. Titus 3, verse number 4. Are y'all with me? But after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, not by our good deeds, not by our good acts, not by, we didn't deserve this, for by grace we're saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I love it when we are washed, we are regenerated, we are renewed. I don't know about you, but I need to be regenerated and renewed often. Hello? Hello? I need to be charged back up. I kind of look at like the Spirit of God. It's almost like a battery. And as you're working and you're operating, you're ministering, you're using up light. The light's drawing energy from your battery. And your battery starts weakening and starts draining. And then your light becomes dull. It's not shining. But when we get renewed and regenerated by the Spirit of God, that's why we've gathered here today. We gather here today because we need to be regenerated. And we can't be regenerated unless we have revelation and understanding and say, Lord, I need to be regenerated. I need to be renewed. I need some refreshing. Amen? I don't know about you, you know, after you ran a lot of miles, you need to take a shower sometimes so you can get refreshed. Not just for your benefit, for the benefits of everyone else around you. Amen? Amen? And that's what the Lord is saying to us today. He is saying he gave us a Holy Ghost preview. He gave us a Holy Ghost premiere. And that he's got the Holy Ghost provision for you and I. But it doesn't come unless you ask and you shall receive. You seek and you shall find. If you knock, the door shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives. Everyone that seeks finds. And everybody knocks, the door will be opened. In other words, if I have the attitude, well, I've arrived, guess what? Hello? Anybody happy today? Everybody happy? Do you get a revelation of this? Even from the very beginning, when God created man, God sees the beginning to the end. He knew everything that you needed to be successful. He seen everything you needed to be victorious. Amen. He has provided everything that we need. Everything. There is nothing that's lacking except our trust. And that's what he says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Because the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and we find delight in our way. Amen? And I think it's important for us to delight in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Honey, I got to get new glasses. These glasses aren't working. Huh? Touch them, Lord. I got new glasses, but I can see to read really good, but all of y'all look blurry. Yeah. I know. Well, I kind of appreciate it when I looked in the mirror and I looked blurry. I don't know. I looked better blurry. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us? Amen. What he is saying to us, he's giving us the manna. The manna is the bread from heaven in the natural application. It was a preview of what was to come. He's given you and I the man, Jesus Christ. Amen. He's our connector. He is the premier. Amen. And he's given us the manifestation of the Spirit of God. Amen. Which is the natural with the connection with Jesus and the spiritual. Brings the supernatural, which is our providence. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He says, therefore, seeing, in verse number 1, we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You know, the Father says, for you and I, we're to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. That he's given us the manna from heaven. He's given us a man, his son. And he's given his son for the manifestation. You know, God always manifests himself. Even as the word became flesh and dwelt among us, the word of God instructs you and I in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I love the way the Apostle Paul said this. It's important for us to get this. Because he was speaking the word of God, because he was speaking what he was given to him by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, because all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Apostle Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 4. He said, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." The Bible says, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that liveth in you. The quicken means to make alive. I love it where the Lord said he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, whether it's physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, God is the answer. God has the answer for each and every one of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Lord, today for your word.